8-11. Brock Hunter.
What's up?
Hey, what's happening? Speaking of Greta Van Fleet Rider, obviously, they are going to be on SNL, I believe, this coming Saturday, as the musical guest, which...
People still watch that show, huh?
I watch Saturday Night Live pretty much, Kiki and I, every Sunday. Because we don't watch it live, obviously. We don't have an antenna to watch it. But I still love it. And I still love what they do. It's one of my favorite shows. And but Greta Van Fleet going to be the music guest. Most music guests I don't really care for. But Greta Van Fleet, I'm gonna stick it out for them, man.
I want to watch that one.
For sure. It's going to be good. Let's do your WTF. This one involves Bigfoot.
Oh.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
Sasquatch, huh?
Sam Squatch.
Sam Squatch?
Do you believe in Bigfoot?
Do I believe in Bigfoot?
Yeah. Do you?
Absolutely.
Do you really?
No, I don't.
All right, so you believe in aliens, but you don't believe in Bigfoot.
Oh, come on, dude. Huh? Come on.
Huh?
Let's
do you believe in unicorns, buddy?
Let's be logical here. Let's be logical. Yeah, the whole Bigfoot thing. Yeah. You know what it is?
Okay, but wait, that's funny to me that you believe in aliens. You believe in extraterrestrials. That's not as far out as...
We're talking about...
A giant
ape
man?
We're talking about space compared to Montana. Space is a little bit more vast, Brock.
That's true. Good, but I know Montana's pretty damn big.
It is. And there's a lot of woods. But you know what? There are also a lot of people who go through those woods.
So,
And another thing, too.
Well, he's elusive.
Anybody that you've seen that believes in Bigfoot are not getting laid.
Or they sound like this.
I've always thought that there was something in them woods.
You never know what's really out there.
I thought, oh my gosh.
I was like, what in the world is going on back there?
Wait a minute, am I seeing what I'm seeing?
I mean, people are just saying, you know, no. I said, well, come over here and look.
Yeah, they stopping, slowing down, so I'm going to go up the road, turn around.
It's kind of wild looking.
I'm telling you, I saw Bigfoot.
All right, so I was sitting out on my red cedar porch, right, attached to my double wide, and I was just having a smoke and a beer, and all of a sudden, I kid you not, Bigfoot.
I tell you, it looked like a bear at first.
Sam Squatch himself walked right across my front yard. I swear to God.
I tell you, I was eating a piece of beef jerky.
I was just sitting on my chores for Billy Bob. He and I were talking about the game, frying up some good old brats.
Possum. They're frying up possum.
We found a nice fresh roadkill. We threw it on there. We were just shooting a bull, you know. And I swear to God, Bigfoot, right across the yard. So someone put a wooden statue of Bigfoot in the woods along the side of a road in Moxville, North Carolina, and it prompted several 911 calls.
Oh, geez.
Once again, folks, 911 is for emergencies.
Yeah, not Bigfoot.
And that was some locals talking about it. This part, right?
Or just saying, you know, no. Or just saying, you know, no.
Bigfoot. You know what Bigfoot's known as? The rating. Hide and go seek champion of the world.
Just can't find him.
Can't find him, dude.
We've gone over this numerous times. And the fact that Discovery and History Channel have both done extensive episodes on Bigfoot and these Bigfoot experts. There's people out there that have labeled themselves Bigfoot experts. That's not a thing.
Yeah.
All right. Is there any Bigfoot sightings here in Michigan?
No. Absolutely not.
Doesn't Michigan have like its own kind of like... I thought there was something that...
Their Bigfoot search party or something?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or is that thing that up north from the movie Escanaba into Moonlight?
Oh, yeah.
That, I can't remember what it's called. But anyway, Bigfoot's not real. Don't call 911 if you thought you saw Bigfoot, because here's the thing. You didn't see Bigfoot.
You know what I love about Bigfoot? Every picture of Bigfoot is him like hauling ass away from the camera. You never get like a frontal shot of Bigfoot. It's always him like looking back at the camera and like mid stride.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a guy taking a picture. You know,
that's how he thinks he has to stand.
And another thing too, Bigfoot can haul some ass.
He's a big guy.
You know,
those feet, that long stride that he has. Yeah. Good Lord, man.
And he stinks.
Oh, he's a stinky.
The stink ape. They got so many names for him, too.
And I've posed this question before. Now, does Bigfoot have, like, a regular, like, male? If it's a male, does he just have a regular male package? Or is it like a dog? like a little red rocket.
That pops out?
That pops out.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't answered that question yet.
Well, you got to compare it to an ape. So what was it? Was it the Patterson footage? Am I getting that right? I'm not sure. But there was famous footage from back in the day. You know, the famous Bigfoot.
But they've literally come out and said that was a joke.
Right. It was a guy in a suit.
It was a prank. It was a guy in a suit. But people are like, nope. Bigfoot's real.
I was going to say, though, if that was real, that was a female ape, and she had some boobies.
Bigfoot boobies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd give it a go.
Would you?
Or just say, no. I